Among the many titles that Tampa socialite Jill Kelly has claimed, from Honorary Counsel for South Korea to Honorary Ambassador to U.S. Central Command, is the designation Friend of MacDill. The Friends of MacDill program was started in 2010 by former MacDill Air Force Base Commander Colonel Lenny Rishu, who talked with WUSF this May.
My number one job when I wake up every morning is security. Is the base secure? And I can absolutely tell you that it is. But at the same time, I wanted to open it up.
During his two-year tenure as base commander, Rishu reached out to hundreds of civic leaders, elected officials, and other military advocates, inviting them to participate, visit the base, and volunteer. His philosophy was that the base belonged to the taxpayers, so he started the Friends of MacDill program.
Basically, I am vouching for you to come on my base. I meet you, I shake your hand, I get to know you, and I tell you about the base. You express interest, and we vet you through a security process, and then we grant you access to the base for a limited period of time. And that has really been a great program.
Jill Kelly got one of those Friends passes that allowed her access to the base during daylight hours. Former Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio also received a Friends of MacDill pass, but hasn't used it.
It's a nice goodwill thing to do, to say, hey, you're welcome on the base. And the base is part of the community, and I think that is what they've tried to do, is to say, hey, the community and the military is one, and we feel good about that relationship.
And it's a two-way relationship on and off the base that Iorio believes is being misconstrued.
And the one thing that I regret from all this brouhaha that has cropped up over this, you know, one couple who opened up their home to have parties for the military. And that's a very generous thing to do. But it does not typify, nor does it really represent the relationship of our community to MacDill Air Force Base.
Iorio attended parties at Kelly's house as mayor. She says what's not getting out is how the community supports MacDill and military families so many other ways, like volunteering at James A. Haley VA Hospital or the Bayshore Patriots, who have waved flags every Friday on Bayshore Boulevard since 9/11. Iorio didn't stop there. She rattled off a list of joint military and civilian efforts.
The Coalition Thanksgiving, the Military Affairs Council of the Greater Tampa Chamber that would host military banquets and have receptions, even the South Tampa Chamber, and they had a separate military committee that would honor someone at MacDill Air Force Base for exemplary service. It is such a groundswell of support of literally thousands of people in our community who are supportive of MacDill.
One of those civilian volunteers working with families from CENTCOM's International Coalition is Tampa resident Dina Levengood. She says she started unofficially helping the international families with things like finding schools and getting driver's licenses soon after 9/11, when officers from 69 countries and their families were brought into MacDill.
Since that time, I've been passed down from family to family, particularly among the Asian Coalition representatives. And recently in the last year, I've also then gotten more involved with our American service people that have been stationed at MacDill as well.
Whether international or American, an estimated 80% of MacDill's military families live off base. They attend the same schools, churches, and live in the same neighborhoods as civilians.
We've become friends with them because they're neighbors, and that is also true for some of the stationed troops here as well as the officers. The fact that anybody in our community might have relationships with any number of people at MacDill, and particularly since we have so many retirees here or people who are former military, we're all neighbors. We all live together.
So seeing photographs of Jill Kelly with David and Holly Petraeus during a Gasparilla parade is not a novelty to many in Tampa. The military and civilian communities are intertwined. Former Mayor Iorio has talked with several reporters from national news organizations, hoping they'll give a more well-rounded view of MacDill and Tampa.
They do kind of shorthand it all with just, you know, a social functions in MacDill, parties in MacDill, and it just goes way beyond that. And so many people have done a lot of volunteer work for MacDill and for our servicemen and women, and that's really appreciated. To me, that's really the nuts and bolts of how we operate as a community.
Iorio says Tampa and MacDill's reputations will withstand the scandal, and she expects the relationship between the city and the Air Force Base to remain strong. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.